This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people what they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
So we come to the line, give us this day our daily bread. And just to remind us something that we read from Proverbs 30, verses 8 and 9. It says, keep falsehood and lies from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. And that well-known verse from Psalm 37, 25, where David said, I was young, I'm now old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. An American speaker by the name of Dr. J. Vernon McGee, he says this, and it's quite thought-provoking. The average well-groomed, well-fed Christian congregation of the day would find it very difficult to seriously repeat this petition, give us this day our daily bread. Someone has defined the average church service in America today as a service in which a mild-mannered man gets up before a group of mild-mannered people and urges them to be more mild-mannered. What a sad commentary that is upon the church, if that be true. Obviously, he's talking to the church in America, but the point that he's making, that in the majority of churches in America, and you could apply that to the UK, that the majority of people in any church in the UK are probably well fed and are probably well looked after. So give us this day our daily bread. What does that mean for us? Well, really, it's God's provision for us, body, soul, and spirit. And now, not to kind of go over the teaching that Robert gave us a couple of weeks ago on body, soul, and spirit. But when we pray, give us our daily bread, it's that sense of our wholeness, of our complete well-being, that God will feed us physically, spiritually, emotionally, mind, body, spirit, soul. There's so many words that are almost interchangeable, and you couldn't kind of put a microscope on them and kind of separate out one from another. They're all interwoven with one another. But give us this day our daily bread is that sense of God looking after us, God feeding us. The Bible, we are told, is the bread of life. Bread sometimes refers to the body of Christ. As we take communion together, it speaks of family, it speaks of relationship. And it's that sense that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, it is not just talking about physical bread and butter on our table. Because I guess if truth be known, most of us may not give God a second thought when we kind of go around whatever shop it might be, Tesco's, Asda, Waitrose, wherever. We just go on with our daily shop, and we don't kind of think too much other than what we would like to eat. But it's that also that spiritual bread that each of us need from day to day. And the Bible tells us that God will provide for us. In the Old Testament, there's that beautiful picture of Abram and Isaac when God told Abram to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. And as they walk up to the place where they're about to offer the sacrifice, Isaac says to his dad, Abram, well, everything's here, but there's no lamb. Where's the sacrifice? And Abram says those words, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. And God always provides enough. When the Israelites were going through the desert and they mourned and they complained. God always provided just what they needed. And the truth is, as we come to God in our praying, in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, we know that God will provide for us whatever we're going through. Any given day, the provision is there. It's a lovely verse in the third letter of John, in the first chapter, in the second verse, it says this: Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. And this is an indication of the importance of attending to the matters of soul as it relates to being healthy. The sense of when God feeds us, it brings wholeness to body, mind, and spirit. And that well-known verse, my grace is sufficient. My grace is all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. And Paul says, once I heard that, I was glad to let these trials happen. I quit focusing on my own handicaps and started to begin to appreciate the gift that God was giving to me, writes the Message translation of that very well-known verse, my grace is sufficient. So when we reach out to God, give us this day our daily bread, the provision is there. There's that other familiar verse that says, before they call, I will answer. I don't know when you've kind of been out and you've kind of worked hard and you're kind of looking forward to a good meal when you come home. And even as you open the door, the sense of that, the smell of that meal just hits you and you can't wait to have that meal. And like all the good wives from Proverbs 31, you know, when a husband's been out hard at work, it's all ready, just has to kind of wash his hands and kind of freshen up a little, but everything's kind of laid out and the meal's on the table and it's just all amazing. Well, in one sense, God has laid that table for us every single day of our lives. He wants us to be in that place of Him giving to us and us receiving from Himself all that He has prepared for us. Give us this day our daily bread.